2017学年第一学期奉贤区调研测试高三英语听力部分现在开始。Listening Comprehension Section A Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Number 1. Could you have David Smith come in for an interview?
Okay, I will call him up immediately, sir.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?Number 2.
Come on, we've already been 5 minutes late for the movie.
What? It's just 9:10 by my watch. We still have 20 minutes to go. Question. What time is it according to the woman's watch? Number 3. Madam, could you please pass me the journal?
What?I can hardly hear you.
Question. What will the man most probably do next? Number 4.
Did you like the film Wolf Warriors?
Though it was well received, personally, I'd expected it to be much more exciting. Question. What did the man think of the film?Number 5. Christmas is around the corner and I'm looking for a gift for my friend Mary. Any suggestions?
Well, you have to tell me something about Mary first. Also, what's your budget?
Question. What does the woman want the man to do? Number 6.
I hear you are planning to make a trip for next summer, Henry.
I hope to tour China if I can finish my degree in time and save sufficient money. Question. What is Henry's plan? Number 7.
Sally and Mark haven't been talking to each other lately. I wonder what happened.
I haven't the least idea, but I'd stay out of it if I were you.Question. What can we learn from this conversation? Number 8. It appears that we will have another fine day tomorrow. Let's go to the beach.
Okay, but we will have to leave very early, or else we will get caught in the traffic.
Question. What is the conversation about?Number 9. You should go to see the flower show. They are going to hold it over another 2 weeks.
Normally I wouldn't, but as you recommended it so strongly.
Question. What is the woman's usual attitude towards the show? Number 10.I can't imagine such a slow man as Tom can be so successful in college.
I'm not surprised at all. It's often motivation, not intelligence, that determines success in college.
Question. Why is the woman not surprised? Section B. Directions.In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you will be asked questions on each of them. The passages and conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.On May 29, 1973, Thomas Bradley, a black man, was elected mayor of Los Angeles. Los Angeles is the third largest city in United States, with a population of 3 million. About 16% of the city's population is black. News of the election appeared on the front page of newspapers everywhere in the United States. Bradley called his victory the fulfillment of a dream. During his youth and childhood, people had kept telling him, "You can't do this and you can't go there because you are a Negro." Nevertheless, he had won a decisive victory over a man who had been the city's mayor for 3 terms. Bradley had won 56.3% of the votes. Los Angeles voters had had many opportunities to judge Thomas Bradley and to form an opinion of him. The son of a poor farmer from Texas, he joined the Los Angeles police force in 1940. During his 21 years of service in the police force, he earned a law degree by attending school at night. In Los Angeles, thousands of white citizens voted for Thomas Bradley because they believed he would be a better mayor than the white candidate. Now, listen again, please.
On May 29, 1973, Thomas Bradley, a black man, was elected mayor of Los Angeles. Los Angeles is the third largest city in the United States, with a population of 3 million. About 16% of the city's population is black. News of the election appeared on the front page of newspapers everywhere in the United States. Bradley called his victory the fulfillment of a dream. During his youth and childhood, people had kept telling him, "You can't do this and you can't go there because you are a Negro." Nevertheless, he had won a decisive victory over a man who had been the city's mayor for 3 terms. Bradley had won 56.3% of the votes. Los Angeles voters had had many opportunities to judge Thomas Bradley and to form an opinion of him. The son of a poor farmer from Texas, he joined the Los Angeles police force in 1940. During his 21 years of service in the police force, he earned a law degree by attending school at night. In Los Angeles, thousands of white citizens voted for Thomas Bradley because they believed he would be a better mayor than the white candidate.
Questions. Number 11. How many terms had the previous city's mayor served? Number 12. Why did the Los Angeles voters elect Thomas Bradley as mayor of Los Angeles? Number 13. What's the passage mainly about? Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following speech. The following are instructions for 3 types of medicine. How to use the medicine is very important. Never take any by mistake. First, take the medicine with water, followed by 1 tablet every 8 hours as required. For further night time and early morning, take 2 tablets at bedtime. Do not take more than 6 tablets in 24 hours. For children 6 to 12 years old, go to your doctor for advice. Reduce dosage if nervousness, restlessness, or sleeplessness takes place. Second, each pill of the medicine taken 3 times every day for 14 years old. As usual, a pill 6 a.m. before breakfast, 1 before 11, and 1 before sleep. Not for children under 6 years old and old people with heart attack. Third, the medicine taken 3 times a day, once 5 pills for adults with a cold, half of the pills for children 10 years old. Take the medicine before breakfast, lunch, supper, or before sleep. Now, listen again, please.
The following are instructions for three types of medicine. How to use the medicine is very important. Never take any by mistake. First, take the medicine with water, followed by one tablet every 8 hours as required. For further nighttime and early morning, take 2 tablets at bedtime. Do not take more than 6 tablets in 24 hours.For children 6 to 12 years old, go to your doctor for advice. Reduce dosage if nervousness, restlessness, or sleeplessness takes place. Second, each pill of the medicine taken 3 times every day for 14 years old. As usual, a pill 6 a.m. before breakfast, 1 before 11, and 1 before sleep. Not for children under 6 years old.And old people with heart attack. Third, the medicine taken 3 times a day, once 5 pills for adults with a cold. Half of the pills for children 10 years old. Take the medicine before breakfast, lunch, supper, or before sleep.
Questions. Number 14. When an adult has a cold, what does he do with the pills?Number 15. How many kinds of medicine can be used for the children 6 years old? Number 16. For whom the second kind of medicine can't be used? Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
I don't know what to do. I can't seem to get anyone in a hospital to listen to my complaints, and this outdated equipment is dangerous. Just look at it.
Are you trying to say that it carries a health risk?
Yes, I am. The head technician in the lab tried to persuade the hospital administration to replace it, but they are trying to cut costs.
You are pregnant, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I made efforts to get my supervisor to transfer me to another department, but he urged me not to complain too loudly, because the administration is more likely to replace me than the X-ray equipment. I'm afraid of losing my job, but I'm more afraid of exposing my unborn child to the radiation.
I see. What do you mean?
Oh, what am I supposed to do then?
Workers have the legal right to refuse certain unsafe work assignments under 2 federal laws.
Okay, I get it. But do you think I have a good case?
If you do lose your job, the union will fight to get it back for you, along with back pay, your lost income. But you have to be prepared for a long wait, maybe after 2 years.
Oh my God, what should I do then?
Now listen again, please.
I don't know what to do. I can't seem to get anyone in a hospital to listen to my complaints, and this outdated equipment is dangerous. Just look at it.
Are you trying to say that it carries a health risk?
Yes, I am. The head technician in the lab tried to persuade the hospital administration to replace it, but they are trying to cut costs.
You are pregnant, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I made efforts to get my supervisor to transfer me to another department, but he urged me not to complain too loudly, because the administration is more likely to replace me than the X-ray equipment. I'm afraid of losing my job, but I'm more afraid of exposing my unborn child to the radiation.
I see. What do you mean?
Oh...What am I supposed to do then?
Workers have the legal right to refuse certain unsafe work assignments under 2 federal laws.
Okay, I get it. But do you think I have a good case?
If you do lose your job, the union will fight to get it back for you, along with back pay, your lost income. But you have to be prepared for a long wait, maybe after 2 years.
Oh my god, what should I do then?
Questions. Number 17. What measures has the woman taken to protect herself from the poor working environment? Number 18. Why has the hospital not replaced its outdated equipment? Number 19. What probably is the woman? Number 20. What will the woman probably do according to the conversation? Tiny 部分到此结束，请大家继续答题。